Gregoire Marais, thank you for joining us on the
Checkout.
Thank
you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's good to see you again.
It's beautiful to see you. Yeah, it's beautiful to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. Man, congratulations. Your recording is out on E1 Music, Gregoire Marais. And I was telling you earlier, while you were here in the studio, that, you know, you kind of got a chance to show a lot of different contrasts and angles. And
that's true. I mean, that's basically what I wanted to do. Having been around for a while now and played with so many different people, I just wanted to explore different different sonic journeys, basically. And this is kind of an introduction to a world, in a sense. It's just the first part of, like, I guess, and I hope many, many other records that will go deeper into that this world. But there's also other chapter in other worlds that I would like to explore. So this is just kind of the first chapter.
How would you describe this world right now?
It's just, it's a mix of like all the music I love. You know, it's kind of like I love music from all around the world. So there's a huge influence of different kinds of rhythms from Brazil, Africa, and other places. And also sonically, in terms of the sounds, the keyboards that we use, I love all those textures so much that I just wanted to really explore that as much as I could. Because I don't really get to hear it anymore, or I don't know if it's anymore, if it just never really happened in that really particular kind of way, but it's just something that I miss. So I was like really excited about having the chance to go there.
Well, we have an opportunity to hear you perform here in the studio. You have Federico Pena on the piano and also keyboards, Ben Williams on bass, and Clarence Penn on drums. Gregoire Marais on the chromatic harmonica with Crepuscule.
Thank you.
You're the first person to pronounce this right. Crespicule.
Crepuscule. It's like Crepuscule with Nelly, you know,
exactly,
the Thelonious Monk song.
Exactly.
And it means twilight.
That's right.
And I noticed that you sort of bookend the intro and the outro for, there's actually two twilights. There's actually one as it becomes night and one
exactly.
as night ends.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's about that moment of mystery during the day, those two moments basically of mystery during the day where it's not the night, it's not the day, it's just in between. And it just feels real special to me. It's always a beautiful moment that I love.
And as a musician, you actually get to see both of them typically.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Because you're up so late.
A whole lot, yeah. I love to be, I never get up. I'll go to bed very, very late sometimes where I have the chance to see the early morning or, and then every day I'll get to see, I guess, just the beginning of the night. But I love that moment, you know, because there's a certain thing during there's a certain silence also that happens. Everything changes to me, you know, in terms of sounds and all the animals. If you're in nature, they're gonna start to either go and sleep or start to wake up. You know, it's just this moment of mystery in a sense. You know, kind of mystical always.
Grégoire Marais joins us on the checkout. He's got a new recording on E1 Music and a band here in the performance studio at WBGO for the checkout. I like that also a lot of this recording, you know, has like Pat Metheny, you know, people that you've played with and that you've toured with because you've seen a lot of the world
right.
with, you know, Pat Metheny mm-hmm. or with Cassandra Wilson.
Sure.
And on this composition that you do, it's Gershwin's song, The Man I Love, you actually invite Cassandra in on.
Yeah, the interesting story about that arrangement is that I wrote this arrangement, I think, when I just moved to New York when I was still studying at the New School, way before
exactly, the big hair days.
Way before I got to play with Cassandra, but I envisioned that song and that arrangement for her. And it's only now recently when I recorded this album that I was thinking about, wow, this arrangement would be perfect and it would be great to have her guest on this record. And she accepted, so it was just a beautiful and happy moment in a sense.
Well, let's hear the band perform it sans Cassandra.
Right, exactly.
This is Ben Williams on acoustic bass this time, Clarence Penn on drums, and Federico Pena on piano. Grégoire Marais with The Man I Love. Thank you. The Man I Love from Grégoire Marais. The band joins us here in the studio for the checkout. I kind of jokingly mentioned that, you know, there was a time, you know, when you first moved here that you had the big hair and stuff. Do you miss the hair?
I do not. You know, I love changes. You know, I'm not somebody who's melancholic and just stay with one appearance or one style or just never. I kind of move on. Same thing with music. I get excited about a style and then I'll need to kind of explore something else. And so that's one of the beautiful things in being here in New York is the fact that you get to play with so many different people and they kind of introduce, you know, new styles that, for at least for me, that's something I've never heard before. And it was...
makes you think about your own music differently.
And then, exactly, then you kind of look at your music and you start to change and for the better, you know.
One thing I do enjoy watching you do, and you've not changed that, is just the way you perform, because it's... You literally must have really great calf muscles, because you're on your tiptoes virtually the entire time you play.
It's only after a performance that I realized that I had some intense physical activity during the concert, because I never think about it, and I don't even realize it's happening when I play.
But do they hurt at some point? You
know? Sometimes if I play a long concert, like 2 or 3 hours, and it's really intense, I'll feel my legs, yeah.
Well, it's like I said, it's fun to watch you play. It looks like your, you know, bolt of electricity is going through you at times, you know. Grégoire Marais joins us on the checkout, and we're talking about his new recording, and he's got a band in the studio, and that band will be performing for the record release party at Jazz Standard in May. That's May 3rd through the 6th.
Exactly.
And you're going to be splitting the time with Cassandra Wilson.
Raoul Midon the first two nights, the 3rd and the 4th, and then Cassandra Wilson the 5th and 6th of May.
And Raoul Midon is on this recording.
Raoul Midon is also a guest on this recording.
The final song that you guys are going to perform is called Lucilla's Dream.
Right.
Can you tell me a little bit about Lucilla?
Well,
is this person?
It's a very special person in my life that had basically a really amazing moment in her life that inspired me, basically also changed my life and inspired me to write this song. Yeah.
Here it is. Thank you. Lucilla's Dream, Gregoire Marais in the studio on harmonica, with Federico Peña on piano and keys, Clarence Penn on drums, and Ben Williams on the electric bass. What does it mean to live with music?
What does it mean to live with music? It means a dream come true.
Gregoire Marais, thank you for joining us on The Checkout.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The new recording is eponymously titled. It's on E1 Music, and you can hear the band in New York, May 3rd through 6th, with special guests Raul Midan on the 3rd and 4th, and Cassandra Wilson on the 5th and 6th.
Exactly.
Our music mix was by Michael Downs. I'm Josh Jackson. This is WBGO, Newark.